We love hip hop.
I think my Mula interview was the most entertaining. You think so?
Honestly.
We have a couple, but that guy morphs in such into like, he gets it. Like, he gets it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm sure he's not like that at home or with his girl.
But I don't know, fam. Like, and we're recording, by the way. But I just seen him on IG today walking through Canada's Wonderland with a parka, fam. So I don't know.
He's just like that. He's just like that, bro.
This guy is he's so entertaining, dog. Yo, you know?
It's like, it's hot today, fam. What are you doing?
Yo, the man's entertaining, bro. And it's what the music's missing, kind of, sort of. You see?
Yeah.
He morphs into his character.
Yeah.
And that self.
But you're saying that's the most entertaining interview you've seen on our channel?
There's a couple more.
Everybody says the Bizloke.
The Bizloke was crazy too. Did you guys talk to Chromas yet?
Talked to Chromas multiple times.
I remember the Bizloke. He's still behind, right?
Yeah.
Big up Bizloke, man. Yeah. Real good artists, man. We love them, man. I'm on.
Speaking of artists, let's get it popping.
Independent, you deserve the world.
Jeez.
The real way, the proper way. The girls, them always gone the after way. Bigger than caviar wishes and champagne dreams. I'm the beauty queen now.
Episode 293, let's go.
Girl, you up the world.
Murder.
Buzzing up, puzzling in the time you pass. You up here, Maddie, now Maddie.
Ha!
Happy jewelry, blinging, dancing and buzzing. Keep the other guys, I'm them. You up in a babbling, regular traveling. Jump out of my last name.
But the jump in
the head. Only come up up in, but in a beer, shoot and get up. It's about to go. Features right when you win up this spotlight. Oh, me go name of it, then I do you support to one. Six pack right, and yes, your body look tight. And I know sell your life, so you support to one. Look, you go me tell you about Kevin Ryan. Keep on come up, every time, so you support to one. Support to one, support to one, support to one. Hey,
one more.
I'm shut down, we're the mafia, and so come. I treat it Chris, man. You want to close the blue. Nothing at time.
This is what.
I'm going to lose for that time.
I bought a Jaguar cash off that one.
What? Talk to me.
Yeah.
Right here, right in the mic.
Am I lying, Jones?
No.
I bought a Jag cash off Bonatite.
Really, eh?
Yeah.
Okay, before I even do the intro, I need to hear the Jag story. Jag cash. You're probably on a high right after that tune was out there, busting on all the dance halls. You walk into the Jaguar dealership, you're like, what up? I need that.
Basically. I probably dropped a 24,000 bag was used, right?
But
it was nice.
Mm.
I brought it in a no-frills bag. Yeah, man, put it on the guy's table.
Okay.
Told him to count that while I go test drive my shit.
Holy.
The face, Tita. Oh, I'm cool. Give me that one. I'll make sure everything good tonight.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They seen the cash drop on the table. Yeah, their eyes probably went like a cartoon character.
Yes, man. And I know what real bad, man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, real bad.
Oh man! So we are Buck is the world's most smoked out podcast. We love hip hop. I'm your host with the most toast, Friday with Keith Dredd, aka Loose Pants Man, aka I think I'm better than before. And yeah, man, we back at the Visionary Arts Center, episode 293. I got Raheel behind the cameras holding me down.
Big up Raheel.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, Dream Team Jones in the building. I see.
Big up Dream Team Jones.
Yes, sir. Back again.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Shout out. We love hip hop.
Yeah,
yes, sir. And we have a special guest here. Billboard charting.
Yeah, man. Shazam winning. The most grants that a dancehall or reggae artist can ever get out of Canada.
Jeez! And you know, I would say dancehall legend.
Thank you, brother.
You know what I'm saying?
Thank you, brother.
Trinity Chris in the motherfucking building.
A murder.
What's going on, family?
How you doing, brother?
I'm good,
it's
man.
It's an honor and pleasure to be here,
bro. Thank you, bro. Thank you, man. Yo. I appreciate you forwarding here, man, and having this conversation with me. Mm-hmm. Yo, listen, before we even get into it, like, how are you? Like, mental health, like, how are you?
God is amazing.
Mm.
God is amazing because without health, there's no wealth.
Yes.
Right? And I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling good.
Okay.
I'm activated again. I resurrected again.
Mm.
Now, people are very happy about that.
Yeah.
That's all owed to my son, though.
Yeah.
He's the fire under my wings. He doesn't stop with the dirty voice notes saying, what are you doing, dad?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, doc. Like, he bats me up.
He's a motivational speaker.
Oh,
right there.
Man. He takes me to a different vibe.
Yeah, man. And it's good because we had a conversation, you know, Jones, Banks.
Big up, Banks.
We were over there at the barbershop, Apollo Barbershop, right?
Yeah.
And we were having a really dope combo. And he was mentioning that, you know, yo, that's true. Chris, you know what I'm saying?
That's not a lie.
Yo, we have to make this connection.
Yeah,
you know
right away.
So now that we are all here, I'm like, yo, this is so sick. I'm watching videos. And then I realize when I'm watching the videos, I see Young Banks. I see Young Jones. I see you sitting there in the interview. I'm like, y'all been moving and shaking from way back, fam.
I don't leave him.
Freddie, like, can I drop something on you?
Talk to me.
God Beast is his nephew, too.
Yo, fam, I seen God Beats in the video too.
Yeah, my nephew. Yeah.
Yo, you guys have a there's some serious connection going on,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. That's my nephew. I'm so proud of these guys, man. Like, these are my YGs, man.
Okay. Yeah,
it's like, I don't ever leave Jones when I'm on the road.
Yeah.
It's the only person I can trust. My best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. I know that.
Yeah.
So before when I can question someone, I will never question him.
No, that's real.
I raised him to be the man he is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so proud. He's a better version of me.
Hey. No, listen, that's blessed that, you know, father and son are moving around. And also, like, peoples that move around from your son's generation can learn from an OG. You know what I'm saying?
Murder.
So let's go back. Like,
let's do it.
I want to get the full Trinity Chris history. You
absolutely
know what I'm
saying? Let's do it.
You grew up in Jane and Finch.
Yep, 15 Tobermory Drive.
Right? Single parent household.
Yes, man. Big up Miss Ruby.
So what was that dynamic, right? You had any siblings, stuff like that?
Yeah. I got three older brothers, an older sister. My older brother Devin passed away in Jamaica in a car crash. My sister's in Florida. My older sister's in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
My two older brothers, Gary and Richard, they're both in Scarborough, I believe. And then there's my younger sister, Christine. She's in the West End. Jeez. And then there's me.
So three older brothers, older sister, and a younger sister. Five of y'all in the household.
Yeah.
At one point in time, there was at least five of y'all in the household.
Angie never lived with us. It was only me. My two older brothers, Gary and Richard and Christine. So my mom full out raised four while the other two were, one is in Jamaica and one was in the U.S.
Wow. So what was that like growing up in, like, I guess it would be the 80s then?
Yes, sir. Wow. We're talking like OGs like Jerry Blair,
mm-hmm.
Upsetta. We're coming from them time that we're watching them type of Don Man them move to the city.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? He had a murdered out black Thunderbird.
Okay.
Clean and, you know, 31 division, knew the car from tail to butt. You know what I mean? Like, knew him. Like, everybody knew him. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, watching them OGs deal with the thing.
Yeah.
In the hood, right? We were there in the 80s when things was wild, when the crack epidemic blew up.
Oh, my God. I could imagine.
You understand? Well, we're watching this stuff. Like, whoa.
So y'all seen before crack hit to... Exactly when it hit on the scene, like around like 86, 87.
I lived there. I lived at Tobermory, man. I lived on the building watching the disease.
So fester. What was the transition like? Like between like the times before to like all of a sudden like things changed? Because I know everywhere across North America, it was like a light switch.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
One minute I'm playing hockey in the underground. The next minute, my bridges them around the hallways making a grand every half an hour.
Wow.
Them type of style.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, wow. Whoa. My mom just said, yeah, yeah, come inside. Much money now.
Mm-hmm.
It's because it was crazy out there.
Yeah.
And it, you know, this is before the shooting wave. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like real badness.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You gotta
yeah.
use these. You know what I mean? Like real badness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it was crazy. It was something to behold as a child in the projects growing up. It was something to behold and to learn from.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, you know what? Before we even continue, because I don't want to get too deep into the story before
sure.
I shout out some of our sponsors here. Big salute to Astro Pink, you know what I'm saying? Always keeping me toasty.
Mod.
Yeah, hit them up on their Instagram, Astro_Pink. If you know, you know.
You know.
Hit them up on their website, myastropink.com.
Crazy, crazy.
And also salute to PK Herc. He's the one who got those glasses. He makes merchandise
sick.
As well as he can put like logos, your logos, our logos on anything you want. Right. So hit him up. His Instagram is PK_SSC_HNIC. He's on Instagram, or you can hit us, any of us up. You know, all that stuff is on our website, welovehiphop.ca.
Yes, sir.
But let's continue with the Trinity Chris story.
Yeah, man.
Now, okay. Early 80s, Jane and Finch, you're growing up. Now, I was going through a couple of different research things, and it says at 17, your cousin Larry Diamond brought you to the U.S., right?
Yeah.
And that was like your first experience singing.
That was my first experience singing and first experience of just being exposed to the music business.
Right. So tell me, okay, first tell me about your cousins, because he seemed to be like
OG.
A lot of stuff going on too.
Super OG.
Right. And then that whole thing of him bringing you to the US for the first time.
Super OG. He was rolling with my other cousin, Cass. That's my original manager, his brother.
Okay.
Right. Our family's a very tight-knit family.
Mm-hmm.
We believe. Anyway, they had met an individual named Royale Bayon.
Okay.
He's the guy that made that song, I Wanna Sex You Up.
He
found Color Me Back.
Yeah.
Right. And they were recording with Royale in Manhattan. And Royale was a big fan of just the Jamaican culture.
Yeah.
And was just fascinated because my cousin used to spit. Like iced tea and like a shabba at the same time. Like he was doing that from time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
so mixing the rap and the chant.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, like how Toronto people talk.
Yeah.
You know, that's how we talk. You know, we take Jamaican slang, Englishize it, you know, Torontoize it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we have our own Toronto slang.
Yeah, from time.
Yeah, from time. That's one of them.
Another Toronto slang.
Don't know. You know what I mean? So Royale was fascinated with the culture, and Larry came with an idea. What if I formed like a boys to men reggae group?
Mm.
And he was like, that's a great idea. Because Flex was like the shit.
Y'all Flex. Yeah, yeah. Matt Cobra.
What? It was running
in
New York City. So long story short, he formed Shoreline's Gang, which is me. get the members.
Okay.
Me. Droopy from King Turbo.
Wow.
Grizzly Cat. Rowan
Nicholson,
like very famous in Scarborough. And Andrew Slingshot Dillon, the owner, the half owner of King Turbo Sound.
Wow.
That was the four.
And you guys were like a singing group? Like a
we were
a
like,
reggae group?
Yeah, like a reggae group. Like we were DJing.
How old were y'all at this point?
I was 17 at this time.
Holy shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Actually, I just mentioned that.
No. Yeah. Well, I was 70. Jones, you have any paper towel?
It should be right there on top of the microwave.
Yeah, I just edited this part. Here.
Got you.
Yeah, man. So, thank you, brother. So, long story short, we went to New York. This guy loved us. We recorded like seven songs because by that time, Droopy was a sick writer.
Mm-hmm.
Me now, I didn't even know I had any time. I knew I loved music, right? But I didn't know I was going to be an artist.
Yeah.
It's like I was forced and morphed You know what I mean? I was about badness. I was, you know, after hockey, I went to AA, AAA, Bantam. You know, when I was 15, discovered great weed and sexy girls. Just thought about less about sports.
Yeah. Like the streets. You're off the porch, basically.
Yeah. Off the porch now, going wild. You know, and I used to roll with my dude, Ricky Tuffy. They killed him in Carabana, R.I.P. I, you know what I mean? I was just about the life.
Mm-hmm.
And because my cousins knew I was a little, you know, terrorist.
Yeah.
You know? They'd say, yeah, man, you ever bring Gangster Grizzly? And they have friends. And that's where we got Droopy and Slingshot and Turbo involved.
Mm-hmm.
Went down there. They loved us. We signed a $50,000 deal. No, Slingshot left the group because him and Ricky Turbo now were getting really red hot.
Okay.
In Canada.
As King Turbo.
Yeah. Dates out, like dates after dates. They're just getting hot. So, you know, we said, all right, blessings, mad love, play our song.
Yeah.
You don't know. So it was just now me, Droopy, and Grizzly. We do a song called Body Moves. You can Google it on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And signed. I was 17, going on 17. It's the first time I seen $50,000 cash.
So it was $50,000 for the three of y'all or $50,000 each?
It was a $50,000 for the three of them.
Wow.
As young youths, you know.
It was like $1 million.
Yeah. EP deal. We're only supposed to deliver like 6 records. What? Right away, when we divvied that money up, I sent money home to my mom.
Mm-hmm.
Went to Jamaica Avenue, gold fronts, gold chain. What? Shopping. The little honeys we were talking, why have to roll in? We're out there now, outside.
Are you saying that? Like that 17K felt like it was never going to run out.
We booked tickets for Jamaica, Intermeet, and disappeared. We were in yacht.
That's crazy.
And then we're down there for like 2 months and missed our flight like 7 times. And the guy that signed us is like, okay, well, because he was bugging us to come back and finish the recording.
Yeah.
He's like, hold on. If these guys are in Jamaica, it only makes sense to go shoot the video. And we were like, now this is the first time I'm in front of 40 millimeter movie camera. Like he hired a whole crew.
Yeah.
And you're
17.
I'm 17. Locked off the grill. Beach house was the where we stayed at the resort.
Mm-hmm.
Locked off half the beach. You can Google it. When you see it on YouTube, it's crazy. And that was my first partaking into like the artist lifestyle.
Yeah.
Wow. I felt like I honestly made it. You know, I still have money in the pillowcase up in New York.
Yeah.
That little nice suitcase in Jamaica. I felt like the man.
Yeah.
You know, that's how it started.
So even back then when like the beginnings were like, there was like some success happening, there was a couple of obstacles because like your cousin like caught a big case around that time, Larry Diamond.
He got caught. Yeah, he got murdered. He's in there now for murder.
Wow.
Yeah. Like he was such a brain that if that didn't happen, I'm sure we would have met, but on a very higher level.
Yeah.
I would have been like, you know, out there a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Multi-million. But he just had such great ideas and such great vision. But he was also dark.
Mm-hmm.
But needed the instant gratification of that cash now.
Yeah, yeah.
They were hot from Philly all the way to New York.
Yeah.
Really doing it. I came there to see these guys in like multiple apartments, multiple apartments, doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Mesmerized. I was as speechless as a young kid just watching my cousins like, wow.
Yeah. And even like with you yourself, like you started going through some pitfalls during that time too in the early 2000s. Like,
got caught up.
You were gone in Atlanta for like a multitude of years. Like, how long were you? What? First of all, in Atlanta, bro?
Yeah, yeah.
What the fuck?
We were one of the first Toronto dudes. We were the first Toronto kids that went to America and got money. We were on that thing. I was on that thing. I got sucked for 75 pounds.
Jesus Christ.
The females that were bringing it. They got bagged and then we were outside lagging. We got bagged, long story short. I got 3 years for that. So I'm in Clayton County, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking where the dirt's red. We mean racist. I mean, like, it gets no more racist than this part of Georgia, bro. And I'm in a foreign country, in a foreign prison, and I don't know what I'm looking at. I'm young. Boy, that was awakening. That was a very rude awakening. I had to wake up and grow up real quick.
Yeah.
Real quick.
So, you know, we're here all together here now. And, like, you know, I got to meet Jones before I got to meet you in person. Actually, I probably met you in passing in person.
We probably.
You know what I'm saying?
We probably.
But Jones is just considerably not, he's a young gentleman, but he's not like a little kid. So you probably, you were having kids from back in the days.
Yeah, when I was 13.
Wow.
So I had him.
Okay, so that must have been like a life-changing experience also, like having a kid at 13. So tell me about that.
Wow, it was like, it was different. I was the standout one out of my group of friends, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, when my mom found out, she called me in the kitchen, man.
Mm-hmm.
And you could tell the level of your ass whipping from her tone. I lie. You could tell the level of the ass
just whipping. When they call you by your gubby and tell you to forward in the room?
Tell you to forward, you can just tell how how explosive it's going to be or not.
Mm-hmm.
She called me in the kitchen. She said, why am I hearing that you have a baby? I said, what are you talking about?
Yeah, me here. So yeah, I'm a pit me. And him look just like you. Dead stamp you.
And that's what she did.
Him look just like you. Coming like you're a rascal twin. Eh? I did something you do. Oh my God, I work at night time.
So I'm like, I sound like her too.
Yeah. Right? I'm like, I just sat on the chair like this, like, what do you say to your mom at this point?
Yeah, at that age.
At that age. I just said, sorry? She just leaned back on the counter. At that time, she smoked. She pulled out a cigarette. She's like, all right.
Well, you need to get that job. You know that, right? Can you have to go mind that pit me?
I'm like, yes, mom. She just started to school me. She actually didn't really snap.
Right.
She's like, he's here. This is what you do.
Yeah, yeah.
And ask Jones. Nothing sweeter than her you can find.
No. She's one of the best people in the world.
Yeah.
Nothing sweeter than her you can find.
No, that's blessed, man. Like, for her to even have the understanding and not kick you out and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying?
She didn't even go there. She said, okay, time to man up.
Yeah, yeah. I'll
teach you some things, right? She's not going to teach you these things. I'm going to teach you how to do this.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to wait, kick back, because I'm going to sort out a couple of things. She did. Everything she said transpired.
Nice.
As a mother should.
Yeah, man.
Just hold on to their words, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, salute to Mom Boots, yeah.
Yeah, man. Really, Miss Ruby. Love you, baby.
At 16, you had your first video on BET.
Yes, sirree. We were one of the first. Again, I take pride in these accolades.
Mm-hmm.
As a Toronto youth, we were on BET for them. All of them. Can I give you a story about Snow, bro?
Yes, please.
You know that daddy's stone and not a play that. Hey, look at boom boom down.
Look at boom. Okay, so we're at the studio, 42nd and 8th. We were recording. God love him to death, man. And RIP, Big Cap. DJ Big Cap. Heavy DJ in the game. Love me and Drew because we smoke weed and he smokes hella weed.
Mm-hmm.
So every time we came to the studio, we always bought weed at the record shop on Merrick Boulevard. Everybody knows that record shop. Fire weed. Mm-hmm. God weed. Two twin dreads to run the record shop. We'd stop there, get our weed and bring it to Manhattan. Fire. So Big Cap used to love that.
Yeah.
He knew that we'll come to the studio. So because of that, we're recording a record. He goes, yo, what are you guys doing after? We said, no, we're just there. He goes, there's a guy from Canada performing at the Palladium on 14th. And I got 5 passes. You guys rolling? I'm like, fucking right. We are. I don't even think he's a guy from Canada. He said, there's a huge performing. And he has like the hottest record out right now. You ever heard The Informer? I'm like, no. He's like, come on. So we're in the VIP section there. You know, he got some drinks for us. And we're smoking, you know, we're sneaking weed and smoking and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Then the announcer comes. The announcer comes out now and says, okay, everybody, it's showtime and we're about to get started into the show. La, 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 la. Ladies and gentlemen, I introduce to you Snow. And then the beat comes to Impa. This guy walks out. Oh God, I almost fell off the fucking top two. I said, that's Darren.
Oh, shit.
I said, what did you He's from Allenburg.
Mm.
Don Mills and Egg. Don Mills and Shepherd, Finch. Grizzly's tripping, Rob. They're tripping, telling Cap. Yo, we know the dude. Yo, Trini, we know the dude. We know the dude.
And you didn't know him as Snow.
I didn't know this.
Wow.
I didn't know that was his record. I didn't even hear Informer yet.
Mm.
Until I seen him performing it in front of 2,000 people at the Palladium on 14th Street in Uptown Manhattan.
That's
How
crazy.
The fuck did you get there, bro?
That's crazy.
That was a proud Toronto moment for me, bro.
Yeah.
Snow got the first.
No, salute to Snow.
Salute to Darren. All right. Oh, what do you mean, man? That was epic to me. I couldn't. And he had the place on tilt.
Fuck, that tune was huge.
And New York was on that Jamaican swag.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they love it. If anywhere in America loves the odd man, it's New York and Miami.
Well, you got to understand also, right? At the time, you know, those times that you're talking about, even like after Snow, when you were like getting your times on BT, like the first tune that you had busting on BT and stuff, there was still like a marriage between hip hop and reggae that was still happening. You know what I'm saying? Like you're seeing like Beanie Man having different tunes coming out with hip hop artists and stuff like that. And just different artists who were doing different little collabs. Even Informa had MC Shan on it.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, the intelligent hip-hop artists know that rap stems from dancehall.
Mm-hmm.
Without reggae, there would be no rap.
Yeah. Cool Herc.
Come on now. Jamaica is the first island and the only place where individuals used to rhyme over rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
They call it toasting. Cool Herc. Who's a yard man, brought that swag to the Bronx.
Yeah.
And that's how rap was. That's how hip-hop came to be known.
Yeah.
So a lot of these rappers really need to know, if they really know their thing, they should know that the Jamaican culture has everything to do with what you do.
Mm-hmm.
If you say you rap.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It gets its reverence, but I think it could get more. You know?
No, definitely.
Most definitely. I think it could get more, and that's what we're here for.
Yeah. So even like as we go through like the history of Trinity Chris and once again, Trinity Chris in the motherfucking building, you know what I'm saying? Specs the Boss.
Big up Specs the Boss.
Tell me about the Specs the Boss connection.
We bullied 93.5. That's what we did. Specs took some chances with me, bro, that man almost lost his job multiple times. Because it was things that they were unheard of.
Mm.
But the music was so fire and the city took to my shit so great.
Yeah.
Especially when I dropped one of Tight Pants. Mm-hmm. I could do no wrong in Toronto when that record came.
Yeah.
Went everywhere.
What's the inspiration behind that record? Not to interrupt you. Because like at one point I was thinking it. But then you actually like vocalized it with the record.
Specs is the inspiration. He was promoting his party, his birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, there's one thing I do not want to see at my party. And it's those guys, those tight pants on the square. And played a bag of samples behind it. I'm in my car almost puking laughing. Because I took in the show religiously every Sunday. Never missed it. Hoping and praying he played my song. And when he said that, I said, so I think the following weekend, him and I went to a party and he was playing at this party and the sound that was playing before him played a song, and this song was fucking fire. The beat was so fire. And that's where, when I get my inspirations, it's like I go into the Holy Ghost. Like it's like I freeze. I can't move. I can't talk. And it's just a breeze is just slap boxing.
Yeah.
Because when the rhythm came on and the song came on, I just felt like I couldn't move. And it was Ding Dong, bad man forward, bad man pull up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I couldn't move, man. I was like, this song is.
Yeah.
And then I was like, that's
shit. Mm-hmm. Got somebody to recreate Big Up Jim,
to remake the version of the rhythm.
Okay.
I think ours was even harder than the original. And that's how I did.
You know, long we want bun a tight pants and a square front shoes. Missing some top shot out weird and a fiox, so comes. The place went bananas. I truly think, Chris. The whole of my clothes fit me right. Not tight. Oh, God. I open a loan for you, not tight. Regent Park, start the light.
That's when I had the whole of Regent Park behind. Big up, yeah. Start, man. Big up, fill the box. Trey Nice, Young Smurf, DJ Juggy.
DJ Juggy. Oh, salute to Juggy. I haven't heard that name in a long time.
We set that movement, fam, in the city. Unified photo shoots in all one color.
Yeah.
Big excursion outside, wrapped with me and Trey Nice picture and Young Smurf on the
I remember that.
Selling waters in the Caravana with starting lineup wrapped around it, sold off cases.
Yeah.
I walk to you, Trinity Chris, man. We are set up in Ice Street. I view up the CD. And I had a big ice feed. Everybody attend that. Yeah. Because I had a nice drip on, you know, 10 grand on my neck. I'm in here, well breathed, nice. I'm a little clean.
Mm-hmm.
I view up the thing. I look believable. The perception was believable.
Yeah.
And everybody took the CD. I looked the part.
Yeah.
And then when they played it, now I'm like, Bumba Cloud, you eat bad. And then some people, oh, I heard this on the radio. I hear Sex playing this.
I'm from Toronto, where we get no whip hot bottles. Montreal players ball with hot.
It's mash up.
Okay, but you mentioned that, right? Like, you mentioned those lyrics, right?
Yeah.
And I caught the bar. But there's a lot of people who don't understand reggae music, right? Yeah. Did everybody know that you were from Toronto, fam?
Not everybody.
I feel like a lot of people, that and went right over their head.
That was the magic of Specs.
Mm.
I said, Specs, how are you going to do this? He's like, here's how we're going to do this. You're going to give me a murder hot song on every beat that comes out of Jamaica that's hot.
Okay.
And what I'm going to do with these records is I'm going to mix you right in with the big dogs them so nobody may be able to tell the difference. And how they told the difference? Some of my songs were hotter than the ones that are coming out of Yacht.
Okay.
For instance, on the military rhythm, the anthem. That's where Specs got the Halamana Shonda!
Oh, shit.
This is the anthem from the basements of the state. Kitwin to Kennedy, St. John's to me. Introducing to the world.
And the thing is, you guys are always maiming different Toronto streets and areas.
A crazy thing. That was nuts. I was probably one of the first guys that did that.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
The other guy was doing it, right? His name, Cardi. He was doing it. On a dancehall reggae tip, I was the only guy that,
I'm from Toronto, where we get dough, hip-hop.
Mm.
Montreal, player.
And the fucking Indians representing the nation from Jamaica, don't be a Diane, he's but.
Do you write, fam?
Yes, sir. I love to.
Because, like, I feel like the way that you flow is so steady that, like, it does, like, I can't even see you write down on a page. It seems like you just freestyle it out.
It's in my head first,
uh-huh.
And then I have to get the paper.
Okay.
Just so I can remember. Because first, once I hear the rhythm, I do the melody. I hum to it. I know how I want to sound, but I haven't put the words to it.
Yeah.
So first I get the melody. Then once I get the melody and it sounds sweet on the rhythm, that's when I go into the words.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Bun a Tight Pants was a freestyle.
Okay.
Didn't write one word.
Just all boom.
Off the top of my head.
Wow.
And it was my biggest record.
That's crazy. But I feel like you also, you know, over time, you linked up with a lot of different big reggae artists in the game. Like, for example, you have the connection with Bounty Killer.
Yeah.
You have the song No Consignment.
That's my bro.
Can you tell us the story about paying for it and then having to wait a whole shitload of time?
7 years.
7 years?
7 years I paid Bounty Killer. I went through Kevin. Specs got that organized for me.
Don't lie to me, fam. You were cheesed that you're having to wait 7 years for this tune, fam.
Lost my mind.
I would have been like, yo, fam, where the fuck's my money,
bro? Lost my mind, bro. I was going down there to go fight people. That was my attitude. That's what, and Specs taught me out of it. Like, are you crazy? You won't come back.
You want to go to Jamaica and go find the bounty?
Idonia still owes me 100 grand.
Yo.
I paid Idonia and bounty at the same time,
mm.
which was like 3 grand Canadian at the time. That's all the difference with the money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I went to Western Union, walked to Western Union with my re-up and paid these 2 guys.
Mm-hmm.
Set myself aback saying, I have a vision.
With the re, bro?
With the re. on God. Yes, sir, Reese. I found it back again and kept thing going, but with the vision that these guys are going to do me justice.
Yeah.
And I only got justice from the killer. But that's my bro, bro. And I had to earn that.
Yeah, because I seen you all in the interview together after all that.
No fool can go around.
And then, like, you know, he had you over at the festival and all that. Like, y'all, he made good on it.
More than good. More than good. We're, like, meeting at multiple conversations.
Yeah.
Like, when I go to Bounty Sunday, I go and walk to his corner.
Mm-hmm.
Stand there with him for a minute. Meet him, talk. Pretty good. One bedroom. Everything all right. Balance.
Yeah, daddy.
All right. You talk. I cut. Don't hang around too long.
Mm-hmm.
Just both show the reverence. And that's the real God.
Yeah, of yeah. The team.
Like, give that man his flowers. No.
Mm-hmm.
Right, no. Rodney Price. Bunch of killer,
what?
Like, Grung God. He's made multiple people billionaires. Like, that's what you do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? That's what you do. Enough artists have adapted that style.
Mm-hmm.
Plus their friends that they don't have talent now. Fire Panaman when I do that, Richard.
No, man.
We can't call some name. No.
Yo.
I want to play with people.
So. I'm trying to stay away from the mix.
Yeah. Talk the things then, brother. That's why you have to big up Champion Poppy. Mm. Bossing friend them.
Mm.
Yeah, I love that, Richard. I saw you for... Yo.
Okay. I have a couple questions. And there's a few things I want to get to. Okay? Because you have a lot of different connections that you've made along the years. First of all, I want to talk about the Vybz Kartel connection.
Well, big up Rashid the Little Wicked. Rashid the Little Wicked is, that was my direct line to all the artists in Jamaica because he himself was a childhood star.
Yeah, Little Wicked had that tune from way back.
Yeah, he had a couple of them, right?
Mm.
That's when he was like 8 years old. When he was like my last son, Kalani. That's how Kalani is. That's Little Wicked. He was tearing up stage shows at 8.
Yeah, I remember Little Wicked.
Like making the big man with big flourishing careers have to sata.
That's crazy.
They don't want to go up after Little Wicked, bro. That's he just leveled 30,000 people at Coney Park in Jamaica. Leveled the whole thing. Right? So every artist rated him
mm-hmm.
and loved him. But... You know, sufferation came and man's took risks. They didn't pan out and it slowed down man's career. So he was my direct link. Him and Kartel are like this.
Right.
They're both from Portland. And that's how I got the link to Kartel. You know, that was a big song for me. Specs. That went number one on Ron Nelson's show.
To Ron Nelson. Yeah.
88.1. Like, it was a big song.
Yeah.
It made me another bag of money. My Facebook, I was booked for 2 years straight.
Astro, it's
about 2-3 years straight. Every weekend, Planet Rock was my booking agent. Every weekend was $2,000-$3,000. I was that busy. The
phone going off in here.
Sorry. Shit. Sorry, you know.
Just off of that song.
Yeah, the Kartel song. Madness.
That's crazy. So even with that also... You started doing, like you're talking about shows and stuff, right? You opened for Wu-Tang.
Oh, wow.
Right? Wow. You had a tune even with Sheik Louch.
Yeah.
Not and like I feel it. That was like a Nine Nickel connection.
Yeah. Yeah. Peter Jackson. Like
yeah.
That. Yeah. Yeah.
So salute to Peter Jackson. That's We Love Hip Hop alumni. Yeah. Tell me about how you and PJ linked.
PJ was also, I guess, a fan of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, he respected the movement.
And y'all have tunes together too.
Yeah, we have Hustler and a few other tracks, right? Mm-hmm. But Hustler was the big one. Through Chris McKee, who was his manager at the time.
Yeah.
We linked up, did Hustler. It worked so well. Peter brought me out to a show. And our energy was so huge at the show. Both him and Chris the next morning were like, listen, we just secured Ghostface tour.
Mm.
26 cities across Canada. PJ's opening. We're bringing you on the road to do this record every night.
Sick.
I was like, done. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's fucking go. Man. And boy, did we light up Canada. Every time he called up, because it's a hip-hop show, all hip-hop heads. But as soon as Peter Jackson called out reggae artists, the whole demographic and vibe changed.
Yeah.
When the roof lifted off. Every time I came out on stage, the roof just went off.
Mm-hmm.
I come with that energy. Different year, what this year, what? Just mash up.
Yeah, and all the people who you see, all the real reggae lovers start to really turn up.
It like to where Ghostface stopped me on the tour saying, yo, Star, I love that shit. Trinity and shit. That's the big, big homie saying, yo.
Yeah, it's Tony Stark's right there.
That's the big homie saying, yo, kid, you're tough.
Yeah.
Well, you're tough, though. You met a lot of people, right? Me and Method Man shut down Quebec City.
Hmm.
Chris McKee. Big up Chris McKee, my agent, my boss. Bro. He brought me to Quebec City. Open for Method Man. It was like a wicked, fancy-ass club in Quebec, bro. It held like 3,000 people. Believe me, there has ever been a 3,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
It's Method Man. When I dealt with that stage, even he was like, bro, you're tough.
Yeah.
You're tough. But I know what to do. I gauge the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
I do the James Brown thing. Perform your song, and if it smashes the place, go record this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So James Brown,
like reverse engineering.
Reverse it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see if it works first. If it works, we'll record that.
Yeah.
I'm murder.
That's dope, man. And okay, even fast forwarding a little bit, right?
Absolutely.
With the reggae vibes that are going on, like there's been different people, and you've mentioned even like the boy Drizzy.
Yeah.
Drizzy, you know, he has his other nicknames like Drizzy Marley. That DJ Academics calls him. Exactly. And there's different guys like Tory Lanez who could jump on a reggae beat and you know, he redid Controller almost better than Drake. You know what I'm saying? Or a lot of people will say better than Drake. Guys like Cardinal who infuse reggae and hip hop into their style. Like, what about collaborations or meetings with these guys over the years? Because like you've always been holding down the reggae flag for Toronto from time, fam.
Yeah, man. Big up Blessed and Linda Peter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They've
helped,
definitely.
Yeah, they've helped like, hold it up too.
Yeah.
I haven't personally met Drake, but he knows of me, know of each other. I think I was the first Toronto artist he ever named from.
Okay.
When he was beefing with Cardinal. Dead Prez Remix.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So that's gonna happen eventually. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Tory Lanez, monster.
Have you ran into Tory along the way when he was on his come up?
No, sir. But I've seen him on the MySpace, on the Facebook, on the time. So I seen it. I seen that this guy was going to be.
Yeah. And even like with the early Drake music that was coming out and all that, like around those times when you were like busting down the place, right?
Yeah.
It was kind of around the same time. Like he was first getting his music played on like.
I got a good Drake story.
Tell me, please.
Yeah. So again, I was rolling one night, had a great day. My manager called me, where are you? I said, yeah, I'm at home here. He's like, hurry up, get dressed, man. Come pick me up. We're going downtown. I said, what's going on? He said, we're going to Solaris, the Replacement Girl video shoot after party. Drake and Tory, Trey Songz are there. I was like, oh, fuck, yeah, look at that. Shot down there. So we get to the place now. Get in there, get a bottle, me and Bully make our way to the, you know, the DJ section. So I notice this P Plus, White Boy, and Junior Danger or something like that. I forgot his name. So I walk by the DJ booth, Drake's on the stage doing that Toronto song he had.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the beat's slapping and the place is kind of moving and took two shots of the Henny and hug up White Boy, because me and White Boy are close.
Yeah, salute to DJ White Boy.
DJ White Boy. And I just looked at Drake. I said, to Bully, watch this. Jumped on the stage. Drake moved right away. What the fuck? And I just politely took the mic out of his hand. And then on his rhythm, on his, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
All right. The whole fucking place erupted.
What are you telling me? You took the mic from Drake and you just took over the show, bro?
He knows this.
And yo.
This is what, but I did it politely and respect. Murdered him. White boy and P plus pulled like gorilla wheel up and politely gave him back his mic.
You Taylor Swift the Drake, fam.
No, bro.
I'ma let you finish. But put a tight pants on a spare front shoe.
Yeah, but right, he sent me a message on MySpace the next day. I was leaving for fucking Jamaica the following day. And I was like, yes, as soon as I get back from Jamaica, we're gonna link fun. Oh, you mean, bro? Love, respect. He's like, yo, that was mud. That was mud. He wasn't
there was no disrespect.
No disrespect. He was an artist about it.
Yeah.
He loved the art and was like, what? And when he was beefing with the boy, drop name, call me in the, you're a rapper, homie, leave that for Trinity, Chris. Hold on, man. I said, yes, man, the man. All right, brother. All right. Let's get to work. Yeah.
So let me ask you, you and Cardi never had any time to trying to make any collabos or anything?
Not even cross paths. I have a Cardi story.
Talk to me.
Okay, let's talk about that.
So,
the thing hot like fire, bona type pants, I mash up the whole of Canada. Frosh Week, Kingston, Ontario, University, Cardinal, me, book, specs. We go up there. This guy sees me and Region Park man them. Gets bummy, switches up the thing. Cause I'm the opener. I'm supposed to go up
first. Right.
Me and Specs. But anyhow, me and Specs went up first with a shell the whole place. Because they were waiting. It was that kind of a crowd. Pack. Place was wrapped. This guy tells the promoter, I'm going first.
What?
On God, I'm going first. Goes up there first, gets his little forward and whatever he does. And I guess after he's performed and done, show's done?
What you mean the show done?
That's what he was trying to like, the headliner sees the opening act and tells the promoter, I need to perform first. On God. And that's the day I said to myself, I don't rate that you. It's a funny thing. And I've been preying him ever since.
Yo, that's a crazy story.
All right. Man. Phil Banks can tell you that story then. Ole can't tell you. Specs can't tell you that story then. They were all there.
So did you get to perform after?
Yeah, we did. And I had to work very hard because like now the people, because the people don't know no better. They came, they, you know what I mean? They're here to see the headliner.
Yeah.
But they also, you know, No one really cares about the opening.
Yeah.
To be honest, I'm just keeping it 100. So we had to like double work. And because I had a very talented DJ with me, we were able to pull back 700 people and hold them in front of the stage. You get me now?
Yeah.
And then now I had to make it known. I was supposed to perform before it, but anyway, here we go. And they were like, oh.
God damn.
But from that night I pre different. And got an Akon story.
Okay.
I got stories.
Akon story away, bro. Yeah. Let me hear this one.
So Akon's my bro. I know Akon before Akon had two pennies to rub.
So before locked up.
Big up Andre Young, who's in Atlanta right now, who's going to be watching this, who can attest to every word coming out of my mouth.
Okay.
We know Akon like that. Ali Athiam, that's his man. That's the man's name. My mom knows his mom. I know Abu.
Wow.
His sister, his other older brother.
You call him Abu.
Yeah, Abu.
Holy
I know these guys, bro.
Yeah.
I know these guys, I did a little thing up here, made a little bag, went to Atlanta. I mean, I can't spend the money there. We're slapping. He had a girl. She had a cousin that was fire. And I just the four away every day.
You don't know
when you have females. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So
that's how I got four. So I was the first person to play an Akon record in Canada. King Turbo. 89.5 Morning Ride Show was the first show that played an Akon record.
Okay.
Featuring Trinity Chris, Psalms 91, which 3-4 years later, I think 5 years later, was added to regular rotation by Flo.
Wow. That's an exclusive right there. Holy shit.
So Akon, so I got locked up and I did 7 years in the feds. In Ohio. How I did my time, I probably spoke to 5 people. I talked to nobody. I went to a very dark mode. And I just would go to the gym and lots of reading. But in the feds, you have to have your headphones. nice headphones off the commissary
yeah.
and your radio, because that is the only way you can watch TV. So in this particular prison I was in, they had the BETU where the channel stays on BET.
Okay.
So I'm walking past, room's packed. These guys are watching. The peripherals of my eyes catch a very dark-skinned brother and a light-skinned brother. So to stop my urges, I pull up, look at the TV, and I switch my radio to that channel, the BET room,
mm-hmm.
and I'm hearing, I'm locked up, they won't let me. I said, fuck the table.
Jeez.
So I'm telling the guys that I'm in the TV room, like, you don't know him. I run to my cell and get my phone book and come back and show them. TV room boss.
Mm.
Call his mom right away. She's like, yeah, oh my God, he's in Philadelphia tonight right now. Oh, I send you $200, okay, honey? And they'd send me money.
Yeah.
All the time. They locked up with him. So when I came out in 2004, July, him and I spoke to my battery went dead on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And he promised that I'd be the first artist signed to Convict, the first radio artist signed to Convict. He says, we'll just pop you off into Europe first and then we'll let the time pass for a little bit and we'll work on, get these lawyers to work on getting you back to Japan.
Yeah.
So, sent the deal. The deal was for $250,000, but Doug Brown, we got Doug Brown, one of the best entertainment players in Toronto. I'm not sure if he's still in practice, but one of the best. Right? Said to me, Chris, I don't think it's in the best interest to sign this deal because after you pay everybody, including Universal, maybe you walk away with $40,000.
Mm-hmm.
You sure you want to do that? But I was sure because the notoriety I'd gained standing behind or beside this person
yeah.
on a record in front of tens of millions of people, I would be able to create my own wave. I was very, very confident in that because he seen that I was confident. I said, okay, let's go.
Yeah.
But Akon lagged and he dragged. And I slowly see him chummy with, I wonder, Oahu.
So you're saying this is 2004?
Yep, 2004, 5, 6. Because every year he came every summer, he was getting bigger and bigger. The first year we went out, Specs can attest to this. We went to the Western Harbor Castle, jumped on the tour bus that Timberland lent him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm touching Aaliyah's ASCAP award and her Grammy.
Mm-hmm.
In the tour, going to the ACC. Him and Gwen Stefani.
Wow. He's
opening for Gwen Stefani, no doubt. Sold out. That was year one.
Yeah.
Year two, him and Rihanna came. Year three, him and Rihanna came again.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm like, okay, so what are we doing? And then after year two, the second time he came is when the contract stuff was going on.
Right.
And then by the next summer, I'm like, okay, what are we doing? This is almost a whole year now. I'm just trying to figure out a few things. No. He leaves me a voice note on my phone that I have to be a part of Black Jays. Work it out with Carter now in order for this trance to happen. I almost fucking threw my phone to the ground.
Yo!
My bridger that I spent money with in Atlanta, bro. I left you my fucking car in Atlanta when I flew back to Toronto to go back into the road and make more money, you fucking asshole, dog. I saw your name in Batman.
Hold on.
I saw your knee with your bad man friend when left you a car. When my mother said my money come down, I broke it in half and I give it brother.
Mm.
All the day when I was leaving, I had like 4 bills in my pocket. I gave him 2. And my car key.
So you and Akon were like this.
That's clear. He made me meet TLC.
So Andre from Outkast. But okay, I don't understand the stipulation. Like, you had to like join Black Jays, or you had to.
That's what the man said on my voice note. Make it right with Cardinal and make them be a part of Black Jays so we can go forward. Go what? Do what? We said to me right. He had to leave a voice note because anyhow I caught him on the phone, dog, it would have been a tink.
Wow.
Yeah, because I would have told him about himself. You're my friend? Like, what kind of disrespect are you telling me?
So. Okay, so what happened after that? Have you spoken to Akon since then times?
Never talked to him.
Yo. Okay, so then you see...
Oh, wait, lie. I was in Calgary doing W, Jones. I was in Calgary.
Called him. He answered. Told me to meet him at the Calgary Stampede thing. He was a Stampede brought him up.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave me $1,200 out of his pocket. I split with my girl at the time that was with.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me he promises, Sonny, just wrap this up. Next thing I see is Dangerous releasing the video.
Holy. Yo.
My virgin finessed me that. Because he knew my head was hot too.
Yeah, dog.
And we never spoke again. So there's multiple pre-mints I have on this guy, bro. Like, you don't even like know, bro.
Yo, fam. You're a standard bro.
Yeah. Akon dissed me, dog.
That's the craziest story I've ever heard, fam.
And that's my brother. Well, that's, that's my brother. That's what he did to me. That's what he did to this talent. Suppressed it. I had four records.
You must have been hot when you see the Dangerous tune.
I went into a depression for a while. Ask my son. I went nowhere, didn't I?
Mm.
Shut down.
Damn, bro. That's crazy. Okay. I'm trying to process this story and figure out what my next question is. But like, I think it brings me into my next question. As somebody who's held down the reggae scene for so long, I feel like the question has already been answered. Do you think you get the respect you deserve, fam?
100%. I get more hate than I get.
Big up all my real fans, then.
You have fans, bro.
Big up my real fans, and I love you guys.
There's people who are going to be tapping into this interview now, fam. They're going to be, those are the fans, bro.
I love you guys to death. The real Trinity Chris fans.
Yeah.
When I did Bun of Tight Pants, Mom, it was a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Like the dancehall band had boycotted. I could get no shows. Really? But when I was on shows, I was on the big one. That's why I got a big up, you know, hoods like Driftwood and Regent Park, like Pete Dogg, real OG from Driftwood.
Yeah.
He was, you know, after I slewed the Capleton show on Jane and Wilder there, not it. My chops is a gangster in front of 40 of his peers saying, yo, you just ripped that shit, bro. I mean, I already know who you are.
Yeah.
Like, I was getting that kind of reverence from the city.
Yeah.
A whole hood behind me, courtesy of Phil Banks, bro.
Yeah.
Phil Banks met Regent Park, love Trinity Chris, man.
Wow.
Them type of brother there, yeah? Them guys gave me my. I can't go anyway. And I sit down and go, but nice. You got Malvern too. Malvern showed me stupendous love. Mm-hmm. I used to live there. In the height of my shit, when I was red hot, I lived right in fucking Malvern. Yes, sir, we Bob.
Right in the hood.
Yes, sir.
So as the time has evolved to where we are now, like, what is, like, how have you evolved with the times, right? Like, social media, all the different things, and like, what are your views on it? You know, even people putting auto-tune on reggae, like,
I never put
so
out
many changes that have happened.
I blatantly tell producers to never put that shit on my voice. I have no ranges, I have no octaves.
Mm.
I study these things. How I stayed relevant through my son,
Salute to Jones,
through my kids. He knows everything I need to know to be a trigger artist, ready at any time. See? And I just never gave up.
Yeah.
Just kept writing. I love it. Yeah, the fame and accolades and money will come, but I love music.
Mm-hmm.
It does something to my soul, my spirit. It makes me happy.
Yeah.
That's what music does. It teaches me shit. You learn from. You know what I mean? Like, people tell their stories through songs. Like, that's what music is.
That's the fact.
Yeah.
And even like with the reggae scene out here, why do you think it's harder with Toronto having such a Jamaican infused culture? Like, that's one of the biggest parts of the West Indian culture out here is Jamaican, right? But there's not a lot of reggae artists that come out of Toronto. Why do you think that is?
Well, we're not given the, first of all, it's how you present it. We're not also given the opportunity.
Mm-hmm. So that's a great question, because now how did Trinity Chris recreate himself? I have a record, probably the hottest record of the summer in the city, on being courted by Z103. That's Seaview, mm-hmm. featuring Armando.
Yeah,
I had to recreate myself. I had to blend in to like a morph. As an artist, you got to morph.
Mm-hmm.
You got to move with the times.
You got to morph.
If you're a real artist, you got to jump through the portals and morph.
Yeah.
You know what, too? You've been doing that for years. Not even just, you know, morphing, but you've been kind of like talking about the EDM, the house wave for a minute. Like, if you look back, he has tracks with like Naja Caliber, you know, and other stuff like that, you know, and it was kind of like doing that, like that. And how old is that song? Like 7, 8 years?
Yes,
like
sir.
6 years, maybe?
Yeah.
Around there?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
You know, so.
I was, I always wanted, I knew where I wanted to go. It's just not about pleasing the black culture and the reggae scene here in Toronto. I want to be a world artist.
Yeah, international.
So I could have the millions to find another Trinity Chris, because there's so many out here in Toronto that just are dying for a break. Yeah. To meet the right person to give them that shot. That was me, bro.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I got a big up Specs, because we had to bully our shit and take our shot, bro. And that alone made it infectious.
Yeah. Oh, man. Trinity Chris.
That alone made it infectious. So big props to King Turbo and Specs. That's where my career spawned from. That sound system, that sound fraternity. Yes, sir.
And big up to the legendary King Turbo sound, yo. You know what I'm saying? That's a foundation sound over here.
Legendary.
In Toronto. Man.
Legendary. Slingshot, Ricky. Specs, O'Toole. Yami.
Mm-hmm.
Legendary.
Nah, man. Listen, man. Trinity Chris in the motherfucking building.
Good day, everyone.
Okay, I got a couple more things I want to cover before we get out of here today.
Yep.
I want to talk a couple of new stories, okay? Because,
yes, please.
You know, it's episode 293, I think I'm on now, man. Bro, we've been moving through this podcast space and
we're heavy.
Salute you know,
to you, man.
We thank you, King. Thank you.
Facts.
We need him.
Facts.
Thank you. Toronto, we need him. Because Toronto rap is fire. Big up the YGs, the Pressas, the Bulas, all these young youths. I love every single one. I love them all, bro, because I just wish they all got along. These guys have no idea. They have no idea the millions. Because there's millions of little teeny bopper 14, 15, 16-year-old white kids across Canada that will sell out auditoriums to see these guys on a tour.
Jesus Christ. You see?
If these guys got along and stopped shooting at each other, dog, they would legitly touch Millie's legal, and the government and police couldn't do a fucking thing about it.
See, you brought it to a perfect point, because one of the questions I had here is like, you know, guys like Mula was talking in his interview, right?
Yeah.
About how Nav, The Weeknd, all these guys are not putting on Toronto artists, right?
Yeah.
But one thing I want to know is, do you think, even before I get to the Mula stuff and all of the question, do you think that there's an infrastructure in Canada where artists don't have to leave to go to the States?
Rascal! Didn't you hear what I just said?
That's what... No, because you just mentioned it.
So imagine if Mula and Blizz got along and Blizz was on road right now and they did a Canadian tour.
Yeah, but do you think that's the only problem? Do you think it's just because artists don't get along, or do you think that they're not getting exposed to enough of Canada? That's my opinion.
This would expose them to Canada if they got along.
Mm.
This is the picture here. Get along. Get the money that allowed promoters to trust you to bring you to their city. And you smash it with no violence occurring, nobody getting hurt, and on to the next city.
Mm-hmm.
Is trust not gained? Done.
Story right
and now. You'll be able to do it every fucking year. So what if we can't cross the border? We sit in Canada and make fucking 10 million.
Yeah.
And we split it up. And then we go back to Toronto and we're actually not beefing because we're so lit right now. There's no need to. We're it's working.
Mm-hmm.
If that infrastructure could be set, come on, Ricky, you already know.
No, you make a good point. Like, if they can trust that the money won't get fucked up,
yep.
A lot more venues would be willing to open their doors.
And 1,000%.
Start seeing a lot more of these guys having
live 1,000%. Shows, Canadian tours, probably doing different venues that have bigger
Rony audiences. Right now. Rony has a tour going on where he brought
Hardest Out Tour.
Wicked.
Mm-hmm.
Dem style.
Yeah.
Different Even bigger. Guys. Different guys from different parts of the city, if they get along or not, right now we're going to go get a bag in every city.
Mm. Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, they can go from clubs to auditorium.
How about that? You come back and pay all your bills and do it again.
Without even having to touch the immigration.
They don't have to touch immigration. From Victoria to fucking New Brunswick, Nova Scotia. And the more unified it is and the more loud you are, the more clean the videos are, the more banging the records are, these platforms will make sure the world knows of it. Toronto rappers, big up that platform.
Mm.
6 bucks, big up. They have to, because they're letting the world know we're the baddest.
Yeah. Keep six, all of them. Yeah.
We have it.
Let me ask you. Even based on the Moolah interview, he was saying like how the Weeknd, Cardi, all these guys are not really look like Drake was the only one who's really signing other Canadian artist to his label, right? But one thing that came to my mind, is there gatekeepers? Like, do we need the co-signs from other Canadian artists to for these rappers to take off, or can they do it on their own?
They can do it on their own. Moolah's already doing it.
Hmm.
He drops a tour right now. It'll sell out pretty much in every city.
That's a fact.
I'll tell you that right now. He has money waiting on him on road. And he's confident about it. Like, I love this shit. That's snow business. You take in the new Elvis movie. And they teach you snow business. I had to study the movie twice. What's snow? Making the audience or your fan base feel like they have to spend their money. Snow business. And that's what Elvis's manager taught the guy. When he did the fucking wiggly, 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 and the girls go, ah! Every merch dice at the merch table is bought and sold when they're leaving the venue. They want a piece of Elvis going home. It's no business. So not only did I get $100,000 from the promoter, I also made $30,000 at that table over there.
Mm.
And I do it every night.
It's no business.
It's no business.
That's crazy. Yo, salute to Moolah first, man.
Salute to that kid, man. And all the rappers, Jay Jones, friends, like all the rappers, man. These kids, if they can just, that could go on, a lot of things would change. Bigger people with bigger money would trust these kids. Like all when these Rolling Louds come to Toronto, they have a Toronto night where the promoter is giving $500,000 to the hottest Toronto act.
Yeah.
And there's a Toronto night. And that shit's 30,000 deep.
Yep.
That's what they would create if they just unify.
Yeah. Yeah, because they can combine their fan bases and stuff too.
Combine the fan base.
Yeah.
And it's a wrap.
Well, that's real shit, man. Yo, Trinity Chris has got the jewelry store open right now, eh?
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
Live.
Okay. Couple other things I want to touch on before we get out of here.
Yeah.
Doovy, big salute to Doovy. He has mad tunes that are
crazy.
Out right now. And his new tune that's out is tearing down the place.
I'm heard of.
Without an IG.
Okay,
because his IG got deleted.
Cool.
Now they're saying, now at first I thought he deleted it himself. Because like, you know how artists will just they'll wipe out their shit and like.
Yeah, do some chaos shit.
Yeah, they'll do some mystery shit, right?
Yeah, all the time.
But then from the comments, somebody said that his IG was deleted for displaying dangerous individuals and organizations.
Mm. Well,
I got cheese for that.
Yeah, super cheese, because right away they're accusing. Right? They don't have facts on that shit. Like, stop the bullshit. But at the same time, too, you ever notice, you ever see Champagne pop his phone and slip in his interviews or in his appearances?
Sean P?
Drake.
Oh,
doing
no.
certain things.
Or no, he doesn't. No. He doesn't smoke when you.
Those see guys it. Gotta be to the side. It's showtime now, and when you're doing showtime, you gotta be very careful what you're portraying, so the train doesn't stop.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right.
Very careful. You have to be. So these guys, because I demand them. Sometimes demand them after the things. Fuck with demand them.
Yeah.
For when it's really necessary.
A lie?
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, you're right.
It's showtime, sir.
I never looked at it from that angle.
It's showtime.
No, because me, in my mind, I'm like, yo, so what? What constitutes dangerous individuals and organizations? My brethren from the hood, my fam, walk one. Like,
it's the menacing look.
So how do you figure out, who's who, that's a dangerous person and this is just not my fucking cousin or something?
You don't even want that spotlight. Especially when your duvet and your thing is popping like that.
Yeah.
You want the trust of these huge promoters and the borders and the stations. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
You have to win that first. Win the bag first. And then you can do the fuck you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, who cares? We're 100 million deep right now. Like, you're using my fucking car. So? Separate.
You gotta separate the two.
You have to. Especially when you're winning. Because you gotta continue to win. Now it gets addictive. And it's, you have to keep doing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your family's depending on your kids.
Oh. Yeah. Nah, man, I just wanted to bring that point up, man. Yeah. Salute to Doovy.
Salute.
And, you know, hopefully he gets his Instagram back. Last thing I have for you, and I've asked this question multiple times, right?
True.
But because we've spoken about so much stuff, like from your come up and everything that's gone on with you and all the experiences that you've had.
Right.
And even all of the stuff that we were just getting into now with all the different Toronto rappers and Unity and stuff. What can we do to bring down gun violence and stuff so that we can have some youth?
Well, that's what I just said. Generates a lane of money. The men that are making money, they have more time to shoot. If they're busy, what are we shooting if we're busy? And every night we're getting a 10 grand, 15 grand, each of us.
Happy.
Happy. We're in 5-star room. Yeah, different parts of the city are our hotel. We're separated until the Yukons pull up, pick us up to go to the venue, do the show, go back to the hotel, get on the plane, do the next. Happy.
Yeah.
That will tremendously bring down the vexation, the violence, the foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
Third world countries. What tames them? When it comes to election time, they run money.
Yeah.
Cool off the killers.
Now that's real talk, fam. Open up the opportunities. These guys will have more time, less time to be
less time to be reckless. In
the fuckery. Yeah.
Less time to be reckless. They're because they're making money. They're on the road. They're in a different city. They're enjoying their beautiful country, Canada. And then now the borders, outside promoters can trust them. Mm-hmm. So now we're creating something huge. Because even we can't go to America, but we sure can go to Europe. And there's already a huge link with the UK artists and Toronto artists.
That's facts.
There's another tour.
Yeah.
Ta-da.
More bags.
More bags. And the bags are bigger. Euros and fucking pounds. Ta-da. We're too busy. Champagne. Poppy's letting us to play. We're too busy.
And man could all get on the plane together and not beef.
Yes, we're not beefing on the plane. We're all getting there in one piece. We're going to go do the, we don't have to talk. Let's make sure weed is on the deck and a couple of shorties to occupy our times on the flight. In and out. Get the money.
Yeah.
There's so much of it. There's a fan base that's billions deep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's real talk, man. Trinity Chris in the motherfucking building. I need to put some air horns on.
Shop's
open. Holy fuck, the jewelry shop is super open. Where the hell is my goddamn air horn? There it goes. Yo, man, I really appreciate this conversation that we've had today, fam.
Ricky, man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you dropped some jewels on us.
Thank you, sir. We got to learn the real Trinity Chris story
because yes. I do a lot of, you know, YouTube searching and stuff like that when I'm doing these interviews.
Questions are great.
Thank you. And the thing is, when I'm looking at these interviews, one thing that hurts my heart is that a lot of the content that I find for legends like yourself,
yes, sir.
It's like hidden gems.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
so sir. As a platform that is getting this notoriety that we're getting, and I'm too blessed to have that.
Yes, sir.
I feel that when we're able to interview artists like you,
yes,
those little hidden gems all get to come to one piece where a lot of people can see it.
Thank you, sir.
You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate you having this combo and sharing that with us and some of those stories that nobody's ever heard before.
Never heard before.
Fuck,
you got the fire. You got the gems.
Yes, thank you.
Salute to you for this platform.
for us.
Facts.
May God bless you.
Mm-hmm. No, thank you.
Big up 100 miles. Big up Gary.
Thank you. Man.
Right? Real Toronto OG.
Yo, give the people your socials anywhere you where you want people to find you. Okay?
At TrinityChris416 on the IG.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Just link me there. At Chris McKee on the IG for the bookings.
Okay.
At Armando Jr. Scarlato. You know the thing. See View out now. Stream, stream, stream. View, view, view. Z103, big up. They have the thing loud. Oscar Furtado, loud. It's only up from here. Guys. A murder.
See? Mm. Yeah, man. Trinity Chris in the motherfucking Activated. Building. Big salute to Dream Team Jones in the motherfucking building.
Thank you, Friday.
Episode 293. Hit me up on my social media platforms. Friday Ricky Dredd, that's D-R-E-D. Oh, like, subscribe, all that good shit. You know what I'm saying? Share the video. And salute to all the listening audience.
Salute, man.
My big salute to Raheel in the building.
Raheel.
Murder. We are off of this.
Jordans and shoes.
Man a tight pants and a square front shoe.
Yo. Be a bad man now with them clothes tight up. Man a tight pants and a square front shoe. Bad man now with them clothes tight up. Man a tight pants and a square front shoe. Bad man now with them clothes tight up. Tight pants and a square front show. Who bum a bad man with them clothes tight up. Put a tight pants and a square front show. I'll jungle and the kick up on a square front show. I'll be food and the kick up on a square front. Hard week and the crew up on a square front show. And the crew up on a square front. Shore up and the crew up on a square front shoes. Five up and the crew up.
We love hip hop.